The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't want to get ahead of my skis here, but I, after listening to the Supreme Court arguments today, I think Roe v. Wade is going down in defeat, ladies and gentlemen, and we will have to wait and see how the justices decide, and it'll be a little while before we actually get the ruling. But it is very clear to me that, based on what I heard, absolutely not a single good argument for killing an unborn baby, not a one, and there never was. I mean, let's be honest here. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We've got a lot going on today. And the thing you need to understand about our program is we are not make-believe conservatives. We don't get paid to be conservative. This is who I am. Our team here at the Todd Starnes radio program, everybody here is of the same mindset as far as our ideologies and our perspectives. We are conservatives. And I believe at the heart, at the root of the conservative movement is this idea that all lives matter, that we must defend all life, and the life of an unborn child matters. And so today I am very encouraged by the questions that the justices asked, and I believe that we are going to see history in the making, history unfolding over the next couple of months as we await the ruling on this this really incredible case from Mississippi. We will be providing you analysis. Our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffers, is going to be here. We're also going to be talking to some Liberty University students. Folks, 1,000 students from Liberty University are right now outside of the Supreme Court building holding a prayer rally. Now, what does that tell you about the great things happening at Liberty University, where they could actually bus in 1,000 students? And we're going to be talking with some of those students live from the steps of the Supreme Court this hour of the program. Also, Liz Harrington, President Trump's spokesperson, is going to be here. Our good buddy Hogan Gidley from Newsmax TV, he's going to be here as well. But I feel very encouraged, folks, by what's about to happen. Very encouraged. Now, I want to play some audio, and it's very rare that we actually get to hear audio from the Supreme Court. But Justice Clarence Thomas, let me say this. I think he's been waiting 30 years to ask this question about abortion.
If we were talking about the Second Amendment, I know exactly what we're talking about. If we're talking about the Fourth Amendment, I know what we're talking about because it's written. It's there. What specifically is the right here that we're talking about?
Well, Justice Thomas, I think that the court in those other contexts with respect to those other amendments has had to articulate what the text means and the bounds of the constitutional guarantees. And it's done so through a variety of different tests that implement First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, Fourth Amendment rights. So I don't think that there is anything unprecedented or anomalous about the right that the court articulated in Roe and Casey and the way that it implemented that right by defining the scope of the liberty interest by reference to viability and providing that that is the moment when the balance of interest tips and when the state can act to prohibit a woman from getting an abortion based on its interest in protecting the fetal life at that point.
So the right specifically is abortion.
It's the right of a woman prior to viability to control whether to continue with a pregnancy. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. That was the voice of Justice Thomas, who very rarely asks questions. Very rarely do you hear Justice Thomas speak. And that was a powerful thing here, folks. I want you to understand something. Since Roe v. Wade became the law of the land, 60 million unborn babies have been killed. We're talking about a genocide unlike any other in world history. And, you know, we ask God to bless America. I think we do that a lot. Our presidents ask God to bless America. Well, maybe not Barack Hussein Obama, but the rest of them. We ask God to bless America. What we ought to be asking God is to have mercy on us for what we have done and what we have allowed to happen in this country to the unborn. So I am very, very prayerful and hopeful that the Supreme Court, and again, the oral arguments just wrapped up, I'm very, very hopeful that the conservatives, and there are supposedly six of them, depending on where Justice Roberts goes on this. But I will say this. If Justice Roberts sides with the pro-abortion forces, then what George W. Bush did to this nation will be the greatest fraud perpetrated on conservatives. I will say that now. I am hopeful that Justice Roberts is going to do the right thing, and he will stand up for the unborn. So we will see how all of this plays out. But I am hopeful. Thousands of pro-lifers, thousands are gathered outside the Supreme Court. We're going to be posting a lot of video, a lot of stories from what's happening there. We are going to be talking to some of our Liberty University students who are there on the ground as well. And we're going to be taking your calls. I think this is a good day. I believe the arguments were made and the arguments were strong. And it looks as though that the Mississippi's 15-week ban is going to be upheld. And quite frankly, Justices Kavanaugh and Barrett suggested that they would be open to going even further and overturning Roe. So this is why the judicial system matters. You want to talk about why it's important to put a Republican president in the White House? Now, I want you to step back for just a moment. Now, there are a lot of evangelicals out there, people like Russell Moore of Christianity Today, David French, and people of that mindset. And they believe we would have been better off with Hillary Rodham Clinton in the White House instead of Donald Trump. So I want you to think about that for a moment. Had that happened, you would have an overwhelming majority of leftist judges on the Supreme Court. It would have been over. It would have been over. But thanks to Donald Trump, and I know they take offense at his mean tweets, they don't like his personality, whatever. But Donald Trump put conservatives on the highest court in the land. And that's why I voted for Donald Trump. And I know many of you did the same thing. You may not have agreed with the president on a lot of other stuff, but you understood that he promised to defend life and he promised to put strict constitutionalists on the highest court in the land. And President Trump delivered on his promise. And I say thank you, Mr. President. Quite frankly, all of us listening to this program today have a lot to be thankful for when it comes to Donald Trump and his presidency and what he did to the judicial system, the federal benches in America. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio from former Vice President Mike Pence delivering a speech yesterday on Roe v. Wade.
When the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, and I believe with all my heart that day will come, either now or in the near future. It will not come as a surprise to anyone. It will simply be the culmination of a 50-year journey whose course and destination has been driven by the will of the American people.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Christmas is just around the corner, and if you are in one of the big box stores, you're not going to find MyPillow, and there's a reason why. They've been kicked out of many big box stores because of the cancel culture mob, and that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you, and that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow, normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. And MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code STARNES or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Also, use the promo code STARNES. Merry Christmas, everybody. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Big announcements coming tomorrow. And if it happens during our show, we will bring it to you live. The White House is preparing what they are now calling the strictest vaccine mandates in the history of the pandemic. And folks, we are going down a very dangerous path that we just cannot go down. And the only reason the government is going down this path is that we have allowed them to take that left turn, that we allowed them to shut down our businesses, our schools, our churches. We allowed them to quarantine us inside of our homes, and we just cannot do that again. We just can't. So the information we are getting, and this is coming from sources, Fox News, Washington Post, among those reporting that the White House is going to implement a mandatory quarantine for all Americans who have traveled overseas. Now, we don't know how they're going to enforce this because, and by the way, this also includes internationals. So we're talking, I think, on average, about 200,000 people a day come into this country from somewhere else. Now, who's going to enforce this? Are they gonna hire government agents to go out there and knock on doors to make sure that you're quarantining, that you're following the rules and regulations? By the way, the government says, the Biden administration says that if you do not abide by the new orders, you will be penalized. There will be a price to pay. Now, where are they getting all of this? Well, I'm flat out, I'm telling you, there are communists working in the national media. CNBC's Jim Cramer being one of them, and he actually wants the White House to call in the military to enforce the China virus rules and regulations.
Lord knows what happened if you didn't partake. But back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately, because we knew that person could hurt other people. The Commonweal was a Commonweal. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish states' right issue, the right to get sick, get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing.
So look, that is a dangerous mindset right there, but it's a mindset shared by a lot of people who work in the White House right now. It's not good. And for those of you out there who are thinking, well, there goes Todd, all that hyperbole, there's no way that Joe Biden would go down that path. There's just no way. So knock it off, Starnes. Well, I hate to break it to you, folks, but all you need to do is look at what's happening in the island nation of Australia that has basically become a prison. They are literally going door to door, using the military, by the way, going door to door. And if you have not been vaccinated, or if you have tested positive for the China virus, they will make you pack a bag and they send you to a camp. This is happening in real time in Australia. This is why you've got tens of thousands of people that are marching in the streets, and they're very concerned in Europe because they do see it. They see what's happening and they don't like it. And it's coming here, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to be aware of that. So what can we do? Well, there's something happening on Friday that gives us a little bit of leverage, because the Democrats have to have buy-in from the Senate and the House Republicans to stop the government from shutting down. And here's what we need to do. I need you, and we will post the telephone number, if you need the telephone number, to Congress, the switchboard. We're going to post that in the live show blog, so you'll have easy access to it. But we need you to contact your elected representatives. Contact your senators. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. Call them. We need to declare war on the war against the mandate. We've got to do it. And you need to call your elected leaders, and you need to tell them that they will either remove and defund the vax mandates, or we're going to shut down the government. It's very simple. But we cannot allow this to continue. We just cannot. So we have a little bit of power here. We have some leverage. And if they are going to, force these mandates on the American people in the private sector, then by golly, I say shut down the government. Shut it down. Unbelievable what they're doing to us up on Capitol Hill. Congressman Chip Roy, writing on his social media pages, we've got a choice to make. He says, why would anybody in this chamber vote to fund a government that's going to mandate that people have to lose their jobs through unlawful orders? And that is a great question. So all of you rhino Republicans out there, you need to ask yourself that question. What is your answer to that question? We can't let them do this to us, folks. We cannot. So this is the line in the sand. And during the commercial break, I hope you're picking up the phone and calling your elected leaders. And then I want you to call us, and I want you to tell us what they told you. We've got to stand firm. You folks in North Carolina especially. We know that some of your Republican leaders over there are a little purple. We get that. But we've got to hold them accountable here, folks. We've got to do it. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, two federal judges saying, hey, hold up. They have intervened and have put a temporary stop to the vaccine mandates that will impact medical professionals. So if you're a nurse or a doctor or a medical technician, you are now safe. This is a nationwide stoppage here, thanks to the court down in Louisiana. And we have that story up on our website. By the way, de Blasio making an announcement. New York City is opening up safe injection sites for drug users. So if you're a criminal drug user, the city of New York is going to provide you a safe space so you can you can shoot up. How about that? No, I'm not making this up. This is an actual story. We'll have it up on our website in just a little while. But de Blasio is very excited about this new procedure where they're going to provide safe injection sites. He says that's going to cut down on the spread of the China virus. That's what he says. Also, the Marine Corps now saying that they're not going to allow any religious exemptions to the vaccine. They say that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This item just coming in from Grace Baker, Washington Examiner reporting, Canada is now banning unvaccinated travelers on airplanes and trains. I told you this was going to happen, and it's going to happen here next. But Canadians, if they are unvaccinated, they will no longer be able to board a domestic airplane or ride a train north of the border. I have a question for you. What are you going to do if that does happen here? 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com is our website. And we've got great stories for you to check out there. Also, be sure to download the free podcast and newsletter. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Word, what is that? That is insane. Those are not demons. Well, they may be demonic. These are crazy women, pro-abortion gals outside of the Supreme Court, and they're taking what they say are abortion pills right there on the steps of the Supreme Court. I mean, that crazy loons. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. As promised, we were telling you about 1,000 Liberty University students outside the Supreme Court. Maggie Donica is one of our student workers, and Maggie is there. Maggie, tell us what's happening around you. Set the scene for us.
Hey, Todd. Yeah, I'm out here at the Supreme Court. The whole street in front of the Supreme Court is filled with pro-life people and pro-choice people. It's kind of like split in half, but people are interacting, people are mingling. And you mentioned the abortion pills, Todd. It's actually crazy. They're passing out these boxes that say abortion pills on them, and inside is a QR code that women can go to and get abortion pills online, which is very dangerous because these women can just say that they're this many months pregnant, and they don't have to get ultrasounds taken. So they're sending abortion pills to these women without knowing what their medical history is.
Now, Maggie, I understand about 1,000 Liberty University students. You are one of them, are there. Why are you guys there, and what's that like for the students?
It seems that it's an amazing experience for all these students. I've been able to go to a lot of these protests before, but most of these students have not. And what's amazing, Todd, is that these Liberty students are just, like, sitting down and praying. Well, there's a lot of chaos going around them. A lot of these students are just going to God. And I think that is so beautiful. And it's really important, I believe, that Liberty is here to show that this is an issue for conservative Christians, especially with such a big progressive Christianity movement going on. I think it's so important that Liberty showed up here today.
Well, I think it's pretty impressive. You know, I've been seeing a lot of the videos, and it looks like a fairly young crowd of people out there, Maggie. Why do you think that is? Why is it that your generation is so passionately pro-life?
I don't know, Todd. I don't know why necessarily people who are older aren't as involved, but I will say that I think as young people, we just really really believe we're going to see a change in the world. I think we've got to see so much happen in the last few years. And we've been able to see bad thing after bad thing and have to live through historical event after historical event. But the overturn of Roe v. Wade is a historical event that we want to live through.
Well, a lot of the courtroom analysts, Maggie, say that they're pretty positive that Roe v. Wade is on its way to being overturned and that the judges are going to uphold this Mississippi law. Of course, we won't know for quite some time, but there seems to be a lot of hope among people. What are you hearing outside the courtroom, the courthouse?
Definitely a lot of hope, Todd. Everyone is so excited. All the pro-life people out here are so excited. This is the closest we have been since 2009, and we're even closer than we were in 2009. So we are all very excited. There is actually way more pro-life people out here than people who are pro-abortion, which is actually really surprising because every other time I've been to a pro-life Supreme Court case, it's been a more pro-choice people, but the pro-life people showed up today. Because we are so close. And I think that's what we missed in 2009. We kind of got cocky and we didn't push for it. But people are pushing for it this time. And I think that should give us a lot of hope.
All right. Well, Maggie, good job there. And we appreciate the great work you do for the program. And how exciting that so many Liberty University students are out there standing up for the unborn. God bless you, Maggie, and be safe. And if you see anything else, give Grace a call and we'll pop you back on the air.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. That's Maggie Donica, one of our student workers at Liberty University, and she is among the 1,000 university students here. We're talking about, I don't know, maybe 5,000-6,000 people outside the Supreme Court, huge crowd, but at least 1,000 of those are Liberty University students, and that's crazy. They were actually passing out abortion pills. I mean, geez, aloo. Insane. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up a little bit later on, Liz Harrington is going to drop by. Also, our good friend Pastor Robert Jeffers has a brand-new book out called Invincible, and we're going to talk to him about that. I want to weigh in real quick here on this what's about to happen with the mandates. And again, this is going to impact every single person in this country. Joe Biden is clueless. Joe Biden doesn't know what he's doing. This is being manufactured by people behind the scenes, more than likely Barack Obama and Susan Rice. And they want to implement some pretty significant crackdowns coming up after the first of the year. So what's about to happen tomorrow, that's a big deal. But the bigger deal is coming after the Christmas holiday. That's when the big crackdown is going to happen. And they're saying it's all because of whatever is going on in Africa. That's not it. There's something else going on here. Because we've heard from the South African doctors. We know from the South African doctors that this is not a big deal. The Omni variant is not a big deal. We know that because that's what the doctors in South Africa and Africa are telling us. So the question is, why are they doing this? And why are they using and let's be honest here, you are more likely to die from an ingrown toenail than you are from the Omni variant. Yes, I know I'm mispronouncing it. I don't care because it's all a load of hooey, grade A hooey.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
I've been trying to read some of the comments on our Facebook live feed. And Grace, I'm telling you, I'm blind as a bat here. You know, I've been dealing with what was it, 6 months ago, had the detached retina. So I had to have that eye surgery. And they told me, they said, well, Mr. Starnes, you know, in about 6 months, you're going to have a cataract, and you're going to have cataract surgery.
And I've had quite the long list this year.
I'm like, my word. So, and again, I would rather go back through open heart surgery than have somebody fiddle around with my eyeball.
Yeah, that makes me a little
uncomfy.
You
know what I mean? So I don't know. They're telling me cataract surgery, it's a piece of cake, and you don't have any, there are no problems. You just go in, you get it done. But I don't know if I believe I just don't know.
You gotta trust.
Yeah, it's my eyeball though.
I know.
So anyway, I'm getting calls from the doctor's office, and they're trying to schedule this cataract surgery because I'm literally blind in my right eye now. I can't see anything, but they tell me you're going to have the cataract surgery. It's going to be a piece of cake. You'll be able to. You're going to be good as new. That's what they tell me, and I'm curious. I'd like to hear from somebody who's actually been through this. Because I'm only like 54. I shouldn't be having these parts problems. Ugh. But anyway, they call me up and they say, well, we're not going to be able to get you in for another month or so. Ugh. Or 2 months. Do you understand what Barack Obama did to the nation's medical system?
Ruined it.
It ruined it. I mean, so I was supposed to have this already a month ago. So we're talking about 2 months that I'm waiting to have cataract surgery.
Well, Todd, if all else fails, just become a pirate.
That's not helpful.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, I hear you went tree shopping the other day.
I did, and it was expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I got one of the smaller trees, and it was with tax. It was $70.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
It's a tree. Just go tuck. We've got a tree in the backyard.
I know. I should have just gotten one from there.
70-something bucks.
$70 for like one of the smaller ones. You know,
like
if you want to go the
Brown?
Next size up. It was about $100.
Wow. So are we talking a Charlie Brown tree? Is that?
No, it's about 6 feet.
Oh, that's not a little tree.
Well, in comparison, most people get like an 8 or a 9 foot.
All right.
But,
well,
you know.
Okay. I was just curious. Yeah. Fascinating. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, there is a brand new McLaughlin poll. We told you about some numbers yesterday from Hispanic voters. And now 38% of Hispanic voters say they support Donald Trump, which is pretty significant. Well, there's some more data coming out from the McLaughlin poll. Here's the headline from Newsmax. Likely voters say Biden is incompetent and the USA is on the wrong track, and their top concerns are economic issues. Look, it's the economy, stupid, right? I mean, that's what Bill Clinton infamously told George H.W. Bush. It's the economy. Oh, let's go to the phone. Scott, Conway, Arkansas. So, Scott, you've had the cataract surgery. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think, Todd, a while back when I talked to you, I mentioned it right after you had it. And I had, first of all, I had the detached retina with some of the macula that was torn. And then right after that, they told me, okay, you're going to have a cataract. So they took it out. I'm going to tell you something. I see very clear. You don't realize how much better once that thing comes out of there.
Really?
It's much better than, oh, yeah. It's like my left eye is so clear. And when you go out into the sun, you just see, whereas my right one, I'm dying for them to hurry up and take this one out one day. Because I know I have one, but the left eye is so clear. And you'll see such a difference. You'll go, wow, maybe we need to get the other one done. Trust me, you will. And it's a piece of cake.
All right. Well, I'm a little nervous. I just don't like people playing around with the eyes. That's my only issue.
No,
but you're my concern here, it's my right eye. If my left eye was, I probably wouldn't be as concerned, but I want to make sure I'm seeing on the right as clearly as possible. You know, for the show.
Oh,
you know, you don't want to go
well,
left.
You do it. Yeah, it'll be that's absolutely.
All right.
No, you wait. I'll talk to you again. You'll let me know.
All right, Scott.
Great.
All right. Hey, thanks for the encouragement there. That's Scott from Arkansas says, hey, it's going to be a piece of cake. All right. I don't know. I get a little squeamish over stuff like that. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So I've got to play this audio from MSDNC. This is an actual host there. Her name is Maya Wiley, And she's basically saying, she herself is a person of color, and she's basically saying it's better if you just go ahead and abort your unborn baby of color.
If you are Black, if you are Native American, if you are Latina, the vast majority of women who are not going to be able to drive the 100 miles or to survive, you have a higher likelihood of risk of physical health issues and death if you take a child to term than if you abort a fetus.
Well, folks, you can't make this up. I mean, you've got a woman on national television now saying that it's safer for women of color to abort their babies than to have their babies. I mean, this is something that you would hear out of Planned Parenthood, not necessarily MSDNC, but there you go. I mean, we're talking about some evil, evil folks here, just evil folks. All right. Wow. This is from CNN. The most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. Chris Cuomo, now indefinitely suspended. We're going to get into more of this a little bit later on in the show. But Chris Cuomo is in a little bit of hot water for using his news sources to try and help his brother, the predator, the sex predator. And I'm very surprised at some of the people that are out there defending Cuomo, including Sean Hannity, among others. Let's take a listen.
All right, some thoughts on Chris Cuomo, CNN, indefinitely suspended. You in this audience, you know, I don't ever call for boycotts, firings, cancelings of any kind. I've actually defended a lot of people that I don't like or agree with, comedians, Don Imus, even people that I really don't like that much, Bill Maher, Joy Reid. But I believe in their right to exercise their freedom of speech. It's a right I deeply believe in. While it's clear that Chris totally mishandled the mess with his brother, we don't know what the governor told him from the start. And honestly, probably my guess that he wasn't even honest with his own brother. But it's easy to support people when things in life are going well. It's always easy. You know, Chris's brother, Andrew, was in big trouble. Helping a brother and a friend in the worst moment of their life is probably not the worst offense. And he,
all right,
himself,
so
even though he handled it wrong in terms of his work. If Chris does get back on the air, I assume he will apologize. But I believe in second chances when sincere apologies are made. But it's you, the audience. You decide if an apology is sincere.
So, I mean, do you agree with Hannity? Do you believe that Chris Cuomo deserves another chance? I mean, he did something very, very bad. I mean, we're not talking. I mean, look, his brother is an accused sex predator. And Chris Cuomo is accused. And this is not the first time. Remember, Cuomo was the guy who got into a fight with somebody out on Long Island when he was supposed to be in quarantine. That, to me, should have been strike one. But do you think Cuomo should be given a second chance here? Do you agree with Sean Hannity? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. You know, it's interesting. What do you have to do to get fired from CNN? I mean, you've got Jeffrey Toobin, who was doing unmentionable things during a Zoom call. Don't want to bring that up. It is the lunch hour. But he's still on the job. Seems like the only thing that can get you booted from CNN is being a conservative. That's it. I mean, I'm not sure why Chris Cuomo isn't facing charges as an accessory. At least he tried to maybe intimidate witnesses? I don't know, but something's really screwy there. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, stop laughing at me, Grace. I was just trying to judge. If you guys could only see what was happening leading up to the start of this second hour. By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So our program is in the lunch hour. So your host typically does not eat lunch because I'm doing the show. The staff, on the other hand, is like scarfing down. It's like I'm watching a Ryan's Steakhouse buffet in front of me with Kyle and Grace chowing down. So I went downstairs, Grace Baker, and I got a snack. And I'm a big fan of the Lance peanut butter crackers with the cheese cracker.
They're pretty solid.
It's a great cracker, you know? And so I got the crackers, and I heard the one-minute mark, and I'm like, do I take a bite?
That maybe peanut I butter don't is take kind a bite. Sticky.
Take a bite. And so like, I'm just putting the cracker to my mouth and taking it out. And I thought, you know what? Hogan Gidley doesn't deserve this. He doesn't deserve to have me still chewing on a peanut butter cracker before we bring him on the radio show. I mean, that's just inappropriate. Now, if it was Mark Meadows, okay, but not Hogan Gidley, so, who is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, by the way, our great friend and Newsmax contributor, Hogan Gidley.
Hey, Todd, thanks so much. And by the way, it's the perfect time for you to take a bite of the cracker because then I get to fill the time that you're chewing.
That's a fair...
You ask the question, take the bite, and then turn it over to me, and then you just keep chewing.
Well, there you go. All right, it's radio talk radio etiquette, I suppose. So it is what it is. All right, Hogan, good to have you with us today. A lot going on, and of course... the big story of the day happening at the Supreme Court, and I mentioned this earlier in the first hour of the show. Thank God for Donald Trump. Otherwise, we would not be having these kinds of discussions right now. I mean, what he did to the Supreme Court and the radical changes he brought to the judiciary, I think that's his legacy.
It really is. He did so many things to make sure that there were people in positions on the judiciary and in courtrooms that actually followed the law, that refused to make law from the bench. We're seeing some of the ramifications of that all over the country with different rulings. But hopefully, you know, at the Supreme Court, you're going to see a group of jurists who decide that the law is important, and the 14th Amendment protecting due process, 5th and 14th Amendment right to life, those things are going to be protected. We hope that is something that happens. And boy, I tell you, I don't know how they're going to ultimately rule, but what a blessing that would be heading into the March for Life coming up in January. I think it's in January or early February to get that type of ruling from the Supreme Court. So I think everyone's watching it and everyone's waiting to see exactly what's going to happen. But boy, what a good day this could potentially be for people in this country who have been standing up for life for so many years.
Yeah, and of course, it's a dangerous game to guess, you know, just based on the oral arguments. But a lot of pundits are very, very happy, and they're confident that this is going to be a good day for pro-lifers. But I will say this before we move on here. You know, Donald Trump went out there, and he campaigned. He said, I'm going to be the most pro-life president in history. But you know what, Hogan? He delivered on that promise, and I really do believe that Donald Trump is, in fact, the most pro-life president in American history.
I've heard it from so many different people who've been on the front lines of these battles for a long time, not just the Mexico City policy that we all know and talk about, but putting people on the bench who stood up for life throughout their career as well is very important. First president in history to go to the March for Life, for heaven's sake. So someone like that who really said that's what he was going to do and actually did it, and of course only in Washington, D.C. is it unique for someone to say they're going to do something and then actually do it. Everywhere else, you know, that's to be expected. But in D.C., people think doublespeak is just kind of a normal way of life, and it really is. But it wasn't really for Donald Trump. And one thing I'll say, Todd, I think last week we spoke, or a couple weeks ago before Thanksgiving, I was coming to you live from the road. I'm on the road again. This time I'm in the People's Republic of California at San Diego at the ALEC conference, and we're talking about election integrity and other things out here. But man, what a different situation I'm in this state versus Florida or Texas or any of the other places I've visited in the last year.
You know, it's funny you say that. We had a guy call into the show yesterday from Memphis, and he works with one of the sports teams. They were up in New York City a couple of weeks ago for some sort of a game, and he said it was like going to a different country. Just the shutdowns. You had to show your papers to get into restaurants and places. It's just very different. And I think we're a reminder of how blessed we are to live in free states like Tennessee, Florida, and quite frankly, most of the southern states.
Absolutely. And I met some of your legislators from the state of Tennessee here today and had conversations with them after my presentation and my remarks. And people are really focused on, passing good laws at the local level to protect families. The federal government's fallen down on the job so much since Joe Biden was sworn in and since he's been at the White House. And so, you're leaving it up to these states to really to do what they can do in order to ensure that children have a future and that families can succeed in these difficult times. So it's a real honor to be here at ALEC and to be presenting and having conversations about how we can ensure that the people who want good policies actually can get elected in free, fair, and honest elections.
Yeah, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Newsmax contributor Hogan Gidley. Hogan, tomorrow President Biden expected to announce what the Washington Post rather, called the strictest travel restrictions since the pandemic started, forcing Americans to quarantine. And I suspect it's just going to get even worse after the holiday season.
Well, maybe, but I have a solution to that problem because I know a lot of people are concerned about constitutionality. Can they do it? How do you enforce it, et cetera, et cetera? What you need to do is if you're going to travel, your return flight should go through Mexico, and then you just get off the plane and come up illegally. You don't even need your documentation. Then you don't have to quarantine. You don't need any restrictions. You don't need to wear a mask or anything. Because we know that's the way it works. I mean, this is so ridiculous to listen to this administration. Because remember, it was their language, their rhetoric on the campaign trail that said Donald Trump was to blame for all of this and that every single death was his fault. Now we see more deaths under Joe Biden than we had under Donald Trump. And all of a sudden they've changed now, too. It's the governor's fault now. I mean, it used to be just the president's fault. Right now, it's all the governor's faults and their issues. But they're trying to pass all these mandates that keep getting rejected right and left. And now they're talking about, as you mentioned, the quarantining, too. I just don't know how you enforce any of this type of stuff. I think at this point, people are pretty fed up with the process. They're fed up with these laws and these lockdowns. And it's showing in all the polling we've seen. People are really furious at the way Joe Biden has handled it. And let's not forget, it was the one issue he had that he was actually in the positive on was coronavirus handling. Now he's upside down on that too, and more people disapprove of the job he's doing. So expect more of his crazy rhetoric. I heard one person on on Fox today, or I guess it was yesterday, make the comment. I think he's maxed out his charge card on COVID. He keeps trying to just spend more. People are like, no, sorry, you're done. You can't do anything else. And I think that's really the case.
And by the way, to bring this full circle, so the judge in Louisiana, the federal judge who put a hold on the vaccine mandates for healthcare workers, put onto the bench by President Trump. So again, it just goes to show you the importance of electing strong Republicans to the highest office in the land.
Absolutely. And again, it highlights and undergirds what we were talking about at the beginning. That is, if you just follow the laws, it's rare you need to really pass all that many more. The problem is so many aren't followed, and then so many on the benches turn around and make laws that they like from a political aspect. It has nothing to do with precedent, nothing to do with any of the laws in this country. It's just something they want. And we're seeing now a cessation of that. And that's a good thing for the American people.
All right. Two things, Hogan. You're down there in California, San Diego. You got to check out the Hotel Del out there on Coronado Island. That's a great place to just go hang out. And if you're looking for a great meal, a good buddy of mine owns a couple of restaurants out there. One's called Slapfish, Chef Andrew Gruel, and he's a strong conservative, and he's been really doing a lot for the restaurant community during the pandemic. But the guy, his food is incredible.
Well, we need to text about this offline because I'm just trying to survive right now. You're talking about going to hang out. I am definitely in enemy territory, even though this conference is full of a lot of conservatives. I'm I'm going outside. I think people are giving me the side eye every time I walk out. They're quite confused as to why I'm walking around their town. So, with no mask and trying to figure out where I'm going to get back to my hotel as fast as I can. But I appreciate the recommendations. I know that you're a well-traveled man and you have a lot of friends all over this country who can help somebody out and offer some safe harbor and protection. I may go check it out.
If you get in a jam, give me a call. We'll send some folks down to bail you out.
That's great.
All right. Hogan Gidley, ladies and gentlemen, live from behind enemy lines over in Southern California. Hogan, God bless. Be safe. Folks, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free number. I will say this, though. I mean, and again, going back to the Louisiana judge, Doherty is his name. And this guy blocked the federal China virus mandate for healthcare workers. That guy was appointed to the bench by Donald Trump. And elections have consequences. President Trump made some great, great picks for the federal bench, and we should all be blessed because of that. All right, let's go to Jackson, Tennessee. Sherry's hanging out with us on the stream. And so the last hour, folks, Sherry, the last hour, I was getting a little concerned. I've got this cataract surgery coming up, and you're telling me what should I be prepared for?
Well, you just absolutely don't need to worry about anything, because when you get in there, they're going to give you something to make you a little sleepy, a little groggy. You won't be out during it, but you will be relaxed. And then they'll numb your eye with some drops, and then they're going to cover your eye up around the eye where they're going to work with a sheet, and you'll never even know they're touching you.
Oh, so I didn't realize I got drugs. So because they told me I was going to have to be awake for all of this. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're awake now. Mine did anyway. They gave me something to relax me, but then they numb the eye, and they cover it up, so you won't ever know anything.
Oh, that's good. Well, now I feel a whole lot better now, Sherry. If somebody had just told me that from the beginning, I wouldn't have been panicked.
Right, right. Yeah, I could tell you was a little upset about it, but you'll be fine.
What I'm more upset about is, it used to be back in the day, Sherry, and you would go and they would make the diagnosis, and then, a few days later or maybe the next week, you would have your surgery. But this, two months down the road, it's just insane.
Yeah, that's crazy having to wait that long.
It is. And, of course, Jackson, Tennessee, a fine city. By the way, that's where Rockabilly got its start right there. And you got Carl Absolutely. Perkins. And what's that Casey Jones Village you guys have?
Right, yeah. It's the best food you'll ever eat.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
It's not very healthy, Sherry, but it's great. And it's fun it's fun for the kids because they have the big trains and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and the museum, the Casey Jones Museum, too.
That's it. All right. Well, Sherry, God bless you. And thank you for listening to the program.
You're welcome. I enjoy it.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Sherry, and have a great day. And from Jackson, Tennessee. Well, Grace, they didn't tell me you got drugs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I may have to get you to drive me, but I'm afraid of you or Kyle because y'all will take the videos of it's kind of like when you get your wisdom teeth out.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, sorry, in advance, but
see,
it's going to happen.
That's why I'm glad I'm older, because we didn't have smartphones when I was growing up. So therefore, there were no videos of what Todd looked like after,
lucky for you,
wisdom teeth surgery.
I wasn't very funny after my wisdom teeth surgery.
Really?
Nope. I was just tired.
One of our family members, and I'm not going to name names, was actually filmed thinking they were a dog. And so they actually had their entire head out of the window.
Oh, my gosh.
Tongue flailing in the wind.
One time I had surgery and I woke up and this is the only time I was loopy. And I remember doing this. I just looked at the nurse. I thought the nurse was really cute, apparently, and I told my mother, the nurse was really cute. Don't tell my husband. boyfriend at the time.
That's not good. That's not good.
That's the worst thing I've ever said while loopy.
Nurse told my mom when I was a kid that I just started singing Amazing Grace.
Aww.
I have no idea why.
That's kind of adorable.
Not a very good singer. Got to take a break, folks. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Grace, I was checking my my invitations. You know, the party season is kicking in high gear here, and apparently we've been invited to a lot of shindigs.
Well, you're a very popular person.
Well, you know, and we just like to have a good time at the parties. Shelby County Republican Party, they're getting ready for their big Making Christmas Great Again. They're calling their Christmas party a Christmas party.
What a novel idea.
So we had a former employee, and the employee who left us was apparently a lib and signed us up for all of these Democrat things. So we still get all these emails. And so during the break, Grace, I got an email invitation.
Awkward.
Very awkward. They didn't realize they're sending it to me. The Shelby County Democrat Party is celebrating their holiday party.
Not Christmas party.
Not Christmas party.
Of course not.
Holiday party. And I hope you know by now, ladies and gentlemen, that here on the Todd Stearns radio program, we believe that Jesus is the reason for the season, and we celebrate accordingly. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. North Carolina, Kitty on the Talk Station. Hi, Kitty. How are you today?
Hello, Todd. I am calling hoping that I can ease your mind about your cataract surgery.
Yes.
I just had both eyes done. There is nothing to it. It's a 3-minute surgery, and after you have the first one done, you will have to use drops in your eyes, and 2 weeks later, you have the other one done, and you can see without glasses. It's wonderful.
Is that right? Well, I'm excited about this, only because, Kitty, they said I get drugs, so I won't have a clue what's going on.
Well, you won't get much. You're not being given but just a very light dosage of drugs because it takes 3 minutes to do the surgery.
No, I want the drugs, Kitty. I'm like, load me up. I don't want to know what's going on.
You do have to have somebody to drive you home.
All right, Grace. All right, we'll get Grace. You know what I need, Kitty? Okay. I need all of you folks who've been calling and giving me encouragement. I just need to bring y'all to Memphis. And so y'all can be like my support group.
Yeah. You'll be fine, Todd, and you'll be so happy that you can see without glasses.
All right.
I only use reading glasses, so it's wonderful.
Well, Kitty, you have been such a great encouragement. I like you. I want you to give us a call back one of these days. By the way, speaking of reading glasses, I had to go to the church bookstore, and I went up to the front desk, and I'm like, I need a large print edition of the Bible, please. I can't read anything. I got to read a Bible in church. So the guy laughed at me. He knows he's a good buddy of mine. He was like, yeah, we got you covered, so. It's like the Bible's this big. It's huge. Got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Getting in the Yuletide spirit here. We say Christmas, by the way. I hope that's okay with you. If it's not, go listen to NPR. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So Joe Biden, just a few moments ago, made a stunning pronouncement to little boys and little girls who will be nestled snug in their beds on Christmas Eve. Here's the president.
I can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise.
Oh, jeez, Lou. So, wait, so is Biden, like, blaming Santa Claus for all of this? I mean, if I recall correctly, Biden said that there were no supply chain issues and that everything would be just fine. I mean, that's what the Secretary Pete Buttigieg said. Right? I'm sorry. It's not. That's not how you say it, Grace. I'm sorry. I thought it was Buttigieg. I thought that was the French pronunciation.
You got to say it faster.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. No, that's not booty.
Oh, not booty edge.
Not booty edge. Booty what now? Booty. No, it's not booty.
This is a lost cause.
It's booty.
Booty edge.
Booty jaw.
Boo, boo.
Boo.
Hey, boo, boo.
Boo, that's not it. That's the wrong bear.
Yogi Bear. I can't do it. Sorry. I'm not even going to try.
You know, I'm just chalking this show up to I'm not sure what's happening today. You know what it is? Tomorrow is going to be a major news day with all the stuff coming down with the restrictions. And then Friday, it's all about government shutdown and whether the Republicans are going to, you know, have the man parts to do the right thing.
I'm sorry. This is like depressed. Those are two depressing news days in a row.
Right? Exactly. And it's like 78 degrees outside right now.
So we gotta make it funny somehow.
We've got to. But I do. So it's not Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
I don't think that's right. Is it?
Then nobody knows.
It's I don't know. Anyway, bad news. I'm sorry, kids. So here's the deal. Moms, dads, you better prepare a little Susie and little Billy because there's a good chance there's not going to be anything under the Christmas tree this year. You know who's going to be in hog heaven. It's all those guys that are out there making their own, like the wooden toys. Maybe we have to go old school. And, you know, you get the kid like a wooden toy or a wooden doll or something. I don't know. But Joe Biden, President of the United States, making that announcement just a few moments ago, not good news for all of the children of America. And don't blame Santa Claus. You know, it is what it is. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. So Tucker Carlson last night, taking a page from Sean Hannity, on Chris Cuomo, the brother of Andrew, the alleged sex predator, accused sex predator. Let's listen to what Tucker has to say.
Helping his brother is not the worst thing Chris Cuomo ever did. In fact, it may have been the best thing he ever did. Not because Andrew Cuomo was a good person. He certainly wasn't a good person. Andrew Cuomo was loathsome. But Andrew Cuomo was Chris Cuomo's brother. And that's what you do with brothers, even the loathsome ones.
You help them
when they need it. Period. It's called loyalty. At CNN, as at the rest of the media, this is an alien concept. Is there a single person at CNN or any other left-wing network who would risk his job to help his own brother?
Okay, yeah. Rarely. And then we have Hannity. So let's hold on. Can we play the Hannity audio? This is Hannity last night.
All right, some thoughts on Chris Cuomo, CNN, indefinitely suspended. You in this audience, you know, I don't ever call for boycotts, firings, cancelings of any kind. I've actually defended a lot of people that I don't like or agree with, comedians, Don Imus, even people that I really don't like that much, Bill Maher, Joy Reid, but I believe in their right to exercise their freedom of speech. It's a right I deeply believe in. While it's clear that Chris totally mishandled the mess with his brother. We don't know what the governor told him from the start. And honestly, it's probably my guess that he wasn't even honest with his own brother. But it's easy to support people when things in life are going well. It's always easy. You know, Chris's brother, Andrew, was in big trouble. Helping a brother and a friend in the worst moment of their life is probably not the worst offense. And he probably was lied to himself, even though he handled it wrong in terms of his work. If Chris does get back on the air, I assume he will apologize. But I believe in second chances when sincere apologies are made. But it's you, the audience. You decide if an apology is sincere.
All right. So rarely do I disagree with Tucker and Sean at the same time. I think they're both great guys. They're conservatives. I think Tucker's probably more libertarian than conservative. But look, I like those guys. I watch their shows. So, you know, it is what it is. But I've got to respectfully disagree with the guys here. This is not Andrew Cuomo goofing up or screwing up and his brother offering him assistance. This is Andrew Cuomo committing crimes, sex crimes, and his brother using his influence in the media to try and cover up that crime. It's beyond me why Cuomo, Fredo, and we shall call him Fredo here, it's beyond me why Fredo himself is not facing charges. But I don't know, maybe I'm off the reservation on this. Do you agree, ladies and gentlemen, with Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, that Fredo Cuomo deserves a second chance, that he should be allowed to resume his broadcasting responsibilities there on CNN? And by the way, what does it take to get fired? Meanwhile, you've got Don Lemon, who has a show. This guy is accused of sexually assaulting a man inside Murph's Bar in the Hamptons, and he's still on the air. So what is the moral compass there at CNN, the most profane name in news?
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. 844-747-8868. Who's right? Who's wrong? What do they need to do with Fredo Cuomo? Bob wants to weigh in on the transportation secretary. Bob, WDUN there in Georgia, always helpful people out there, and I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. It's pronounced butthead.
Butthead.
Yeah. And as far as all these Democrats concerned, I think they done got on both knees one too many times in front of George Soros myself.
Hey, now, we're family friendly.
Well, that's being friendly.
Oh,
George thinks so anyway.
Wow. You know, I thought I was taking vitamins this morning. I might have popped a hydrocodone by mistake. Maybe that's what it is today. Bob.
You can do it.
This is brilliant. Yeah. Butthead. All right. So Transportation Secretary Pete Butthead is what you're telling me. I like that pronunciation. All right, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Grace, did you set me up?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I literally answer the phone and just this voice goes, it's pronounced butthead. And I couldn't help it. I just started laughing. And I was like, okay, I'm putting you on. So
I love it. I think that's brilliant.
Need a laugh every now and then.
You've got to laugh. By the way, so Katie Pavlich is weighing in on the Cuomo stuff. Here's what she had to say on Fox last night.
You know, Chris Cuomo was afforded a lot of privilege because his brother was the governor of New York. And now we're seeing, as a result of that, the opposite is now true. And it's boomeranging back on him. And there's now been some kind of accountability for behavior that's been going on for months and months.
There you go. So, I mean, look, there are all sorts of opinions out there. And ultimately, CNN is going to have to decide what sort of riffraff they want on their airwaves. I mean, you've got an alleged sexual predator as a nighttime primetime host. You've got Fredo Cuomo now indefinitely suspended. Now, keep in mind, he's not been fired. He's just indefinitely suspended. So he could come back. He could follow Sean's advice and get back on the air. But it just seems to me, based on what his brother has done, and again, I'm not even talking about the fact that he's a mass murderer. When you factor in all of the elderly people, how many grandmas and grandpas the guy offed. I'm talking about the cover-up of the sexual assaults. That, to me, is a bigger story. And I don't care who you are. You don't defend a family member. You don't give them cover if, in fact, they have committed crimes. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Look, we've been telling you about tomorrow, a very, very dangerous moment in America. And it probably is going to get a lot worse moving into 2022 as they get ready to implement the GOP variant and shut down our midterm elections. Now, the question is, are you ready and do you have a plan in case of things like food shortages, power outages, emergency evacuations? What about more mandates? Do you have a plan? I think we've all learned that lesson the hard way. You've got to be ready because you never know what's going to happen. And that's why I recommend getting some emergency food from My Patriot Supply. They are America's number one preparedness company. They have several million very happy, well-prepared customers. And by the way, their food lasts up to 25 years in storage. It's basically survival insurance. And it's an insurance policy that you'll be able to eat, God forbid, that time comes. Right now, you're going to save $100 on a three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. You're going to get yourself breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, about 2,000 calories a day. These things are selling very fast. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. Go to the following website, preparewithtodd.com. That's two D's in Todd. Preparewithtodd.com, and you're going to save $100 on a three-month food kit from our friends at My Patriot Supply. That's preparewithtodd.com. Folks, we got to get ready. You never know what's coming, and it's important for us to be self-sufficient. We can take care of ourselves. We don't have to rely on the government. We don't have to rely on a handout. Again, that website is preparewithtodd.com. That's preparewithtodd.com.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're having, it's just a little weird today, but, we need a little weird. By the way, big event happening next week, and if you live in the Mid-South, anywhere around the Memphis area, let's say you live maybe 100 miles away from Memphis, it is worth the trip to check out the annual Singing Christmas Tree at Bellevue Baptist Church. They're expecting about 40, 50,000 people will see the performance of this amazing Christmas event. And when I was working at Fox News, we did a couple of big features. And if you've seen those, you know what I'm talking about. This is a massive production, a cast of hundreds, and a Christmas tree where with actual human beings in it, which is, what, 5, 6, 7 stories tall. It's a massive tree. And we would love for you to be a part of the audience. And they've been kind enough to give us some tickets to give away. And so, Grace, we're just going to open this up. And maybe this is for the Memphis crowd, or if you live in the outlying area, Mississippi or Arkansas, and you would like 4 tickets to the show, give us a call, 844-747-8868. And we're just going to give them to you. So, Grace, we'll get all their information and everything, and we'll take care of all of that. But if you would like four free tickets to the Bellevue Singing Christmas Tree, which is scheduled to begin next week, give us a call, 844-747-8868, and we will get you hooked up with some free tickets. It is really, especially if you have kids or grandkids, it is incredibly special because there's going to be all sorts of things flying in the air and Santa Claus. I guess Santa Claus is there. I don't know what the baby Jesus is, but maybe Santa's there. But it's a lot of fun. That's all. All right. The breaking news of this hour, President Biden announcing that every person will not get their Christmas presents this year. It's a bad year, America. We're on Santa's naughty list. Here's the president. Okay, we don't have that audio, so we'll get back to it. But again, President Biden saying, hey, look, I can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise. So there you go. 844-747-8868. And Grace, we'll talk to whoever's getting the tickets. So we'll put them on the air. Coming up in the next hour, our good friend Liz Harrington is going to drop by from Trump World. A lot of great positive polling coming out. We're going to go through that with her. This new McLaughlin poll that shows a majority of a growing majority of Americans want President Trump to run for re-election. Also, our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffers from First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, has a brand new book out, and we're going to be talking to him about that, and also an opportunity a little bit later on in the next hour for you to win a copy of that new book called Invincible from Pastor Jeffers. By the way, it is so important that we support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, they're doing something about it. You say, well, what are they doing? Well, they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that we care about. They have incredible nationwide coverage, and they use the same towers the other guys use. I am a Patriot Mobile customer, and I love it. And by the way, they've got plans that will fit any budget whatsoever. And if you are a veteran or a first responder, we are going to give, they're going to give you incredible new discounts. All you need to do is reach out to Patriot Mobile. You can do that by going to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And you've got to use my promo code, T-O-D-D, and they're going to give you some great discounts. All right, well, some disappointing news and very sad news coming out of Michigan in the final moments of yesterday's program. We told you about this school shooting at Oxford High School, and it was not good. Three students, teenagers, were killed. Now we understand just a few moments ago a fourth person has died, and that's another teenager has died. Eight people, we believe, all told, were injured in the attack, and it's a terrible thing. One of the stories that we're hearing coming out of this involves a young man who is a high school football player, a linebacker, tight end, a guy by the name of Tate Meyer. He was in the hallway when the shooting started. 16 years old, kid started running for cover, and Tate actually advanced on the gunman and tried to disarm the gunman, and he was shot and mortally wounded. You might have heard the story of the deputy sheriff taking the boy into his squad car. That was Tate, and tried to get into the hospital, but Tate died in the back seat of that squad car. You know, I was thinking about this, and I was working on our commentary. And folks, no doubt there is great evil in this world, and it was certainly manifested in that monster who opened fire on his classmates. But we've got to be reminded of something. There is also great love in this world, and that love was manifested in the life of Tate Meyer, that 16-year-old boy who laid down his life for his friends. And greater love hath no man than that, as the Bible tells us. Folks, pray for the good people of Oxford, Michigan. They're going to need it. And let's pray for swift recoveries of all the victims. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and what a day up at the Supreme Court. And the indications we're getting from the people that we know that were there indicating that it could be very interesting a little bit later on this year as we wait for the Supreme Court to come back with its ruling on this Mississippi case. But it's looking good for pro-lifers. We have some audio I want to play for you before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Justice Clarence Thomas, I think he's been waiting 30 years to ask this question about abortion.
If we were talking about the Second Amendment, I know exactly what we're talking about. If we're talking about the Fourth Amendment, I know what we're talking about because it's written. It's there. What specifically is the right here that we're talking about?
Well, Justice Thomas, I think that the court in those other contexts with respect to those other amendments has had to articulate what the text means and the bounds of the constitutional guarantees. And it's done so through a variety of different tests that implement First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, Fourth Amendment rights. So I don't think that there is anything unprecedented or anomalous about the right that the court articulated in Roe and Casey and the way that it implemented that right by defining the scope of the liberty interest by reference to viability and providing that that is the moment when the balance of interest tips and when the state can act to prohibit a woman from getting an abortion based on its interest in protecting the fetal life at that point.
So the right specifically is abortion.
It's the right of a woman prior to viability to control whether to continue with a pregnancy. Yes.
Thank you.
You know, we would not be at this point had it not been for President Trump and his picks to the federal bench. And honestly, folks, I think that is going to be the president's greatest legacy. That, and he proved himself to be the most pro-life president in American history. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always honored to have with us from Team Trump, our good friend Liz Harrington. Liz, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
You know, it was, and Liz, I got to tell you, feeling pretty good after what we heard today on the Supreme Court, and thanks in very large part to President Trump's picks for the bench.
Well, that's right, Todd, and the clip you just played, very powerful stuff. You know, this is the fundamental question, and President Trump, as you mentioned, was the strongest pro-life president we've ever had, and all those picks he put on throughout the judiciary, all these questions come down to these fundamental issues. I mean, does the Constitution guarantee the right to life or not? And, you know, we'll see what happens. I think there were some interesting questions, not just from Justice Thomas, but also we heard some questions interesting from Justice Kavanaugh as well. This idea that, you know, the court's gotten a lot of things wrong throughout our history. And looking at this question of Roe v. Wade, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they see. But some of those probing questions from the justices seem to indicate that they shouldn't be bound by something that's been on the books for, you know, so many years, because we've known from our past, we've gotten it wrong for many years in the past when it comes to other big court decisions.
Well, it's a great point you raise. And so when you see the president, you're going to just tell him that we are just so proud of him and honestly thank him, because if, in fact, the Supreme Court comes down in favor of this this Mississippi law, he will go down in history as the president who led the way to protect all these unborn babies. And I think that's going to be a great legacy for this president.
Well, that's right. And, you know, again, we'll see what happens. Yep. And it wasn't like a litmus test for anything, really. But it was always coming down to what's the Constitution? That's the litmus test, right?
Exactly.
And it's so important. And, you know, this has been, I think, a stain on our country. The millions, tens of millions of unborn children that, you know, I love this idea of viability. I mean, who's viable at, you know, one day old, at 2 months old? I mean, without the help of a loving parent, none of us are. I mean, it's either a life or it's not. And these are very fundamental questions, as I said. We'll see what the court does. But you're right. I mean, the pro-life legacy of President Trump is really unmatched. And I think it is one of his greatest legacies that he's very proud of.
Liz, this information just coming in about 20 minutes ago, Fox News confirming that we have now identified the first case of the Omicron variant here in the United States over in San Francisco. And they're telling us that the this person was fully vaccinated and came down with it. Mild symptoms, no big deal. But this news coming as Biden is expected to announce the strictest lockdown measures yet. Your reaction to that?
Here we go again, right? I mean, this is never ending. And I think the vast majority of the American people are wise to it at this point. I mean, I just heard this news report on the radio at the top of the hour, and they say, well, we don't know how contagious or how dangerous it is, but everybody panicked. I mean, that was the Fox News broadcast. And it's like, well, wait, why should we panic? I mean, we should get the facts here. And what I'm afraid of with what the media has been doing this entire time is they stoke this fear. They stoke division. Everything they do to our country really is not to benefit us. I mean, as President Trump says, and I think he so correctly identified the corporate mainstream media as the enemy of the people. But, I mean, let's just have the facts. I mean, but they are so keen to restrict our liberties, to force mandates, to control every aspect of our lives, and use a pandemic from communist China against the freedoms of the American people. And it's wrong. And I think the American people are sick of it. They don't want the restrictions anymore. They're tired of it. They want to get back to their lives. They're smart. They can make their own personal health decisions. And from everything I hear from the media and the Democrats, they don't seem to care about you making your personal health decision. They just want you to live in fear, stay inside. They want to tank this economy. They want to open our border, and they want to see our country suffer.
Liz Harrington on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Liz, some good news, though, last night. You had the federal judge in Louisiana, Doherty, I believe is his name, appointed to the bench by President Trump, putting a hold on these mandatory vaccine mandates for healthcare workers. So I think once this thing gets into the courts, the courts are ruling the right way, the constitutional way, and that's a good thing.
No, that is. And if only we would have had that, after last November 3rd, ruling on the side of the Constitution. However, it's important that courts do continue to take up these cases and look at what the law is on our side. I mean, they knew this was unconstitutional. That's why the Biden regime put out this, edict by press conference, and they didn't have any rule through OSHA for months because they knew they wanted to just delay and nudge and prod companies to do their dirty work for them. They knew it wouldn't pass muster, constitutional muster in court, and now we're seeing that it doesn't. And this is happening to every single one of these mandates. It's just wrong. And that's as President Trump says, people have to have their freedom to choose. They have to be able to decide what goes into their own bodies for medical treatment. And as you just mentioned, this new case, this is a double vaccinated person. So people can take that information and decide for themselves. I mean, what about the tens of millions of cases we saw trying to undermine President Trump's presidency? They don't ever take into account their natural immunity. It's absolutely unscientific. And again, it's unconstitutional. And that's why it's so important that we did put a lot of strong judges on the bench, one of record numbers under President Trump for instances like this.
My goodness. Well, Liz, look, we're going to have to leave it there. Real quick, though, that McLaughlin poll coming out, a lot of information. I'm really impressed with the president's numbers among Latino voters going up to what now 38% say they support the president. That's a good place for him to be with that demographic.
Oh, it's incredible. And in fact, we saw it last November in these border towns. The swings were enormous away from the Democrats toward President Trump. It was because he led on this issue. He built the wall that was all but finished, that all Biden had to do was go to the beach and not touch it. Unfortunately, now the equipment's just rotting and our sovereignty is just laying in the desert. But this is a winning issue, and the media always got that wrong. President Trump's strong stance on legal immigration and against illegal immigration is a huge winning issue for Hispanics. And, of course, the economy, which brought the best economy in history in 2019. So these policies, America First policies, are attractive to all types of voters, especially Hispanic voters.
All right, Liz, going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you.
Thanks so much, Todd.
All right, Liz Harrington, folks, from Team Trump, and a lot to unravel, a lot going on with this new polling data coming out. And it just, folks, it is, if the Republicans do the right thing on Friday and they draw a line in the sand and they hold their ground, they will win massive numbers, in the midterms. If they don't, who knows? But we've got to make sure that the Republicans draw the line in the sand and do not waver. Friday is going to be a big day for the future of this country and for the future of the Republican Party. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Your calls coming up next.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
right, so the breaking news, we've got our first first case of the Omicron coming out of San Francisco. Apparently mild symptoms, nothing terribly major. Now, what's interesting here is that the person who came down, who caught the Omicron, is a fully vaccinated person, which leads me to this question. And maybe this is a moral dilemma. I don't know. I want to know which is worse, getting or catching the virus from a fully vaccinated person or catching the virus from an unvaccinated person. I mean, at this point, if people are going to catch the virus and they're fully vaccinated, what is the point of the vaccine? What is the point? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Good afternoon, young man.
Howdy do, sir.
Good. Hey, couple quick things. I paid $375 for my Christmas tree, and I usually get all my warranties and everything, so it's usually good up to 6 years. So if anything happens,
wait,
I
what?
Pick it up at Home Depot.
What?
$375.
Three? What is the thing made out of? Gold? Is it gold plated?
It's got thousands of lights on it, and it's just really pretty.
Oh, so is it like a pre? It's an artificial tree.
Correct. It's pre-lit, so you don't even have to mess with it. As a matter of fact, you don't hook anything together. You just put it, slap the three things together, and they all automatically light up. You don't have to plug anything in or anything. It's pretty cool.
Grace, there you go. If you want to get pre-lit, you know,
yep.
Head on down to the Home Depot.
Secondly, I had eye surgery, too. I had a torn retina, and they went in, and I thought I had floaters. And they go, no, they're not floaters. That's blood. So they had to go in and cauterize each one of them. They said, you're going to feel a lot of pain because we're going to zap each one of them to stop the bleeding. So I said, okay, no problem. I had no drugs, no nothing. They zapped each one of them. And I said, okay, you guys about done? And they go, yeah, why? Because I think I'm going to pass out. And they said, just hang on, okay? So I said, okay, I hung on. And as soon as they were done, I passed out, and I woke up, and they were fanning me and everything. It was pretty funny.
Wow. Jeez, Aloo. All right, I got to watch out for the floaters.
Yeah, and the last thing, you'll probably be hearing about this. In Texas, there's another stand your ground situation brewing. A guy was on his property, and the ex-husband came to pick up the child. Well, they got into a confrontation with the wife, the ex-husband did, and the current boyfriend or husband said, listen, get off my property or there's going to be problems. So he goes in the house and he comes out with a long shotgun. He says, get off my property. Well, the other guy just started chest bumping him, getting in his face. I'll take that gun and shove it up, you know what, and this and that. Tried to grab the gun, and the guy shot him twice and killed him right on his own property. The problem is, Todd, we got a lot of hotheads that think guns are a joke, and they just rather have confrontation. You ain't going to shoot me. You're not going to shoot me. And they end up shooting him. You know, could he have retreated and went into his house and not shot him? Absolutely. But this idiot was trying to fight this guy on his own property while a gun was in his face, and he was saying, get off my property. And then you had the ex-wife over there antagonizing it.
Yeah, look, I'm actually very familiar with this case, and it's not necessarily cut and dry. There are some allegations out there that this was maybe a setup, and they were trying, the whole thing was a setup to try to get the guy riled up. I don't know, but I'm with you. Somebody has a gun, you back the heck up and you get off the guy's property. When it comes to family and your kids, it's going to be a dangerous situation anyway. In Texas, they have a law, and at face value, Mark, based on everything we know, the guy was well within his rights. I mean, I saw the video, and the guy was lunging at him and doing all that kind of stuff and trying to get physical. And the guy shot once into the ground, and that did not seem to sway the aggressor one way or the other. And he shot him in the chest.
Exactly. And we have the same thing here in Florida. It's called Stand Your Ground. And the thing is, could you have retreated? Absolutely. But when you got two hotheads going at it, especially one with a gun, I tend to go, okay, I'm going to walk away from this. But you get it. You get incidences like not too long ago, I forgot where it was, there was the ex-husband and the wife were giving this guy a hard time, and they just kept getting in his face. And he walked in his house, came out with a gun, he shot both of them, and they're still cussing him out and swearing at him. He goes in the house and comes back with an AR and finishes them. You know, these people don't understand. When somebody's got a gun in their hand, don't fight with them. Walk away. There's too many hotheads in this country, in this world, and you got too many hotheads, too, that have guns that don't stop and think of what they're doing. But the bottom line is he's got the right to protect his house. And when that guy started hitting him and grabbing his gun, you know, you hate to say it, and I've talked to police officers that are friends of mine about this. You know, some said I would have retreated into the house. But, again, we have rights to stand our ground in Florida, in Texas, and wherever else. Walk away. Don't start fights and push your body into people and create an issue, because you're going to get shot and possibly killed. Now you got a 9-year-old boy without a father.
It's a horrible story. And again, I think the guy, you know, the guy who shot the ex-husband, he's still married, so he's cheating on his wife. It's a nasty, nasty story. There's not a happy ending there, and it's just awful. Mark, got to run. Appreciate that. We're up against a hard break here. Coming up next, our good friend Pastor Robert Jeffers is going to drop by. New book out. We'll get him to weigh in on that big Supreme Court case today. Plus your calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you're doing good out there across America, wherever you might be. By the way, do not forget, ToddStarns.com. Lots of great information for you there. Also, the big store. Lots of great items for the stocking stuffers, whether it's a great T-shirt, ball cap, or, of course, a copy of the new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, and we would love to sign a copy and get that to you just in time for Christmas. Well, always fun to have our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffress, with us, pastor of the First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas. Of course, you see his great TV show all over America, and he has a brand new book out called Invincible, and we've got a direct link to that book on the website live show blog. Dr. Jeffress, good to have you back with us.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me, Todd.
Now, Dr. Jeffers, you know, you and I follow each other on the social media stuff, and I understand you had a birthday.
I did have a birthday Monday, and I turned 66, just one digit away from the Antichrist, I tell people. But no.
Jeez, aloo. Well, that escalated quickly.
But I got to spend it with my wife, who was having gallbladder surgery. So that was how I spent my day Monday. But she's doing well, and it's great to have another year of life.
Well, I'm glad she's doing good. We got a little something for you, Dr. Jeffers, to celebrate.
Oh, no.
Don't sing, Dr. Jeffers. Just listen. All right, it's not the you know, it's not the First Baptist Dallas Church Choir and Orchestra, but it's the best we've got, Dr. Jeffers. So happy!
That's great, that's great. I will treasure this moment forever.
Oh boy! All right, Dr. Jeffers, a lot going on in the news, and of course, before we jump into the book, I'd love for you to weigh in on the Supreme Court oral arguments today. By all indications, it seems like it went really well for the pro-life side.
Yeah, I think it did. Look, I think it's very clear that the Supreme Court is on the verge of either overturning completely or at least curbing this imaginary right they discovered 50 years ago for women to murder their unborn children. And, you know, people will yell, well, stare decisis, precedent. You can't overturn precedent. Well, let's admit, sometimes the Supreme Court has gotten it wrong. You know, in 1857, in the Dred Scott case, they said African Americans were nothing but chattel property who had no rights. Thankfully, that was overturned with the 14th Amendment. Back in 1896 in Plessy v. Ferguson, they upheld the right of segregation, separate but equal facilities, and that was overturned 60 years later in Brown versus the Board of Education. I think it is time for Roe v. Wade to join Plessy v. Ferguson and Dred Scott on the ash heap of history, and I think we're about to see that happen.
Well, I think it's going to be a great day when that does happen. Just some of the arguments coming from the other side are just monstrous, demonic. An MSNBC host, a person of color, actually suggested, I think we have this audio. Take a listen to what MSNBC host Maya Wilkie had to say.
If you are black, if you are Native American, if you are Latina, the vast majority of women who are not going to be able to drive the 100 miles or to survive, you have a higher likelihood of risk of physical health issues and death if you take a child to term than if you abort a fetus.
It's like Planned Parenthood all over again.
Yeah, and the Planned Parenthood founder was a racist. And Planned Parenthood was established by a racist in order to kill African-Americans. Of all people, Maya ought to be supporting the right to life when you look at the history of abortion in our country. And look, Todd, I'm always reminded of Ronald Reagan's great line about abortion. He said, "Have you ever noticed that everybody who is for abortion has already been born?" So, I mean, that's how ludicrous this whole thing is.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffers, a brand new book out called Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. You talk in your book, Dr. Jeffers, about a mountain that you and your family face. Tell us about that.
Well, it was a mountain a few years ago. My daughter and her husband had three miscarriages, one right after the other, and people know what a heartbreaking experience that is to lose a very real life inside the womb. And they decided to start praying that God would answer their request for triplets, one life to replace every life that had been lost. And I told my daughter, Julia, I said, "Don't pray that way. We don't have any history of triplets. You're just going to be disappointed." Notice what a great man of faith I am there. But she said, "Dad, if you want to see God do big things, you have to pray big things." And God answered their prayer and gave them triplets. And there was a point in the pregnancy that they said that children could be born blind or deaf and even might consider an abortion, but they weren't about to do that, and God honored that decision. And my point in Invincible is, look, Todd, we can't remove all the challenges we face. When Jesus said, you know, if you have faith as tiny as a mustard seed, you can move mountains, he wasn't speaking literally, but he was speaking truthfully, that these challenges we face, these mountains, don't have to conquer us. There's a way to have victory over them, even if we can't completely remove them. And in the book, we talk about dealing with the mountains of fear and loneliness and anxiety, things we've all been through over these last 18 months. It's a upbeat and encouraging book that's solidly on God's word.
And you know, you mentioned anxiety, and you point out about what 40 million Americans, American adults, suffer from some sort of anxiety disorder. I mean, that's a big deal these days.
That's right. And you know, the Bible says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. You know, telling people, oh, don't be anxious, don't worry, that's not enough. It's like telling people, don't think about a pink elephant. I mean, if you tell somebody that, that's all they're going to think about. You've got to replace one activity with another. And that's what Paul is talking about. Don't worry, instead pray. My friend David Jeremiah has a great suggestion. He says, take out a piece of paper, put at the top of it my worry list, and list everything you are worried about. Take two or three pages if necessary, and when you have finished, take your pen, scratch out the word worry, and insert the word prayer. Turn your worry list into your prayer list. And when you do that, you'll find that perfect peace God wants you to experience.
You know, Dr. Jeffers, so one of the areas that you explore in the book is this idea of that path from grief to acceptance. And I can't help but think, you know, over the past couple of weeks, we've had several national tragedies, most recently yesterday with that school shooting in Michigan, and then the Christmas domestic terrorist attack at that Christmas parade in Wisconsin. How do you, as a minister, how do you counsel and comfort people and carry them through that time of unspeakable grief?
Well, you know, I talked about in an op-ed recently about the Wisconsin tragedy. And, you know, the fact is we live in a world that's infected by sin. This world is filled with tribulation, Jesus said. In this world, you'll experience tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And, you know, the good news for Christians is that while this suffering and grief we experience is real, it's also temporary. The good news of the gospel, the good news of Christmas is that little baby born in a manger, one day he's returning as the sovereign king over the world, and evil will be eradicated forever. And when it gets down to individuals who have suffered a loss, maybe this last year, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, the loss of health, you know, there's grief that goes with that when you lose anything significant. But as the psalmist said, sorrow endures the night, but joy comes into the morning. I tell people going through grief is like going through a dark tunnel. The bad news is it's dark, it's lonely, it's terrifying at times. The good news is once you've started into that tunnel of grief, you're already on the way out of it.
Oh, that's terrific and really beautiful advice. The book, again, folks, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. If you'd like to get a copy, and I would encourage you to do so, you can just go directly to our website, the Live Show blog, or wherever you get your books. All right, well, Dr. Jeffers, hope you have a great rest of your birthday week. And please tell Mrs. Jeffers we hope she has a very speedy recovery.
I will do so, and I'll show you the pictures of the gallstones next time I see you.
Yeah, going to take a pass on that. Appreciate that. All right, Dr. Robert Jeffers, First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas. Wow, that's awesome. Hey, you know, we have a couple of books that Dr. Jeffers has offered us, and I think we're going to try to give one away. Here's what we're going to do. A trivia question. We've been talking a lot about judges. We want you to tell us the names of all three of the justices appointed to or nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump. You've got to name all three of the justices, and we're going to hook you up with a copy of the brand new book from Pastor Robert Jeffers. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. If you're doing Christmas shopping, I want you to remember our good buddy Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. Man, have they been after this guy. Mike is such a good friend of the show, and he has some great deals for all of our listeners just in time for Christmas. Things like the Giza Dream Sheets. You've got the MyPillow slippers and the bathrobe. And, of course, Grace, her little dog Merlot, loves the doggy bed. And I think ate the doggy bed. Sorry about that. But, you know, it's great stuff. And, of course, the classic standard MyPillow. Normally $70. You're going to be able to get it this Christmas for $19.98 with my promo code. You have to go to MyPillow.com/Starnes and use my last name as the promo code. That's the only way you're going to be able to get these incredible discounts, not just on the classic pillows, but on all of his products, from sleepwear to beds, over 150 products. And you're supporting an American-owned business, which makes it even better. So MyPillow.com/Starnes, or if you want to give them a call, you can do that. Go old school, 800-544-8939. That's 800 800- 844-8939. Be sure to use that promo code STARNS, and you're going to make someone's Christmas very special. All right, let's go to the phones here. Have a trivia question on the table. The winner gets a copy of Pastor Robert Jeffress' brand new book called Invincible. Let's go to Jeff, North Carolina, on the Talk Station. All right, Jeff, we need you to name all three of the Supreme Court justices nominated by President Trump.
Okay, I could do that. That would be Justice Neil Gorsuch, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. Congratulations. We just needed their last names, but you gave us first and last, so well done you.
Well, thank you.
All right, Jeff, we're gonna put you on hold, and we're going to send you a copy of the new book by Dr. Jeffress. You're going to love this. Are you familiar with Dr. Jeffress at all? Have you seen him on the TV?
I have from time to time, yes.
He's just a great guy. And
very impressed with him, yes.
You're going to love reading his books. I can't read his books right now until they fix my eye, but
yeah.
I can't wait.
My mom had both cataract surgeries done, and they came out great, and she's 89 right now. And
oh, wow.
They came out great, and she can see like almost like she was 20 years old again.
I got to tell you, Jeff, with the bum ankle I've got and with the eye situation, I feel like I'm like a New Testament, like, you know, Bible story, you know, the cripple and the blind guy. It's...
Listen, eye surgery is one of the most advanced disciplines of medicine, and I'm an MD, so I know. But this is not – most of the eye procedures are not covered by insurance. So if you look at the trends of things like the LASIK surgery and all that that are not covered by insurance, the quality has gone up, the service has gone up, and the price has come down over the decades, really.
Jeff, I'm curious, being an MD, have you noticed, I mean, does it take longer for people to get appointments to get in to see the doctors? Is that something that's relatively new?
It all depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends on the practice. It depends on whether they're working for a big organization or you're dealing with someone who's in private practice, their own practice. It varies.
Interesting.
It's not something that's entirely consistent.
Well, look, Jeff, we're going to leave it here. I want to make sure we get to your info. We will send you this great copy of the book. Hang tight. Grace is going to get your information. And thank you for listening to the show. And thanks for supporting our friends over at The Talk Station. Great Americans over there. All right, look, tomorrow, big, big day. We're anticipating the president announcing these new mandates and restrictions. Don't be surprised if the court jumps in. I mean, some of these are just, they're unenforceable. There's absolutely no way that Biden is going to be able to force you to quarantine inside your house if you've been on a vacation to London or Paris. They just don't have the manpower. Unless they do what Jim Cramer over at CNBC said, which is get the military out.
Lord knows what happened if you didn't partake. But back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately because we knew that person could hurt other people. The commonweal was a commonweal. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish states' right issue, the right to get sick, get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing.
So here's the problem. They're not allowing anybody an exemption for this. There are no religious exemptions being offered to the military. And we know that because we've been talking to our sources within the military, especially in the chaplain's corps. And they're saying they're being told, they're being instructed, chaplains in the military are being told that they should counsel soldiers and airmen, Marines, to avoid a religious exemption at all cost. So they're going above and beyond to make sure that no one receives a religious exemption in the United States military. They're playing hardball here, folks. But the good news is the judges are intervening. And if nothing else, these cases are going to end up at the Supreme Court. Let's just hope the Supreme Court continues to make good, strong, healthy, constitutional decisions. All right, it's been a great day, folks. Hey, the newsletter is coming out in just, about 5 or 10 minutes. So you have, if you have not subscribed to our daily newsletter, you now have that opportunity. Free of charge, won't cost you a penny. It is a great resource as we begin to wean ourselves off of social media. So head on over to the website, sign up for that newsletter, download the podcast. And yeah, we got yesterday's big free-for-all with MTG and Nancy Mace. You got to listen to that. That's on the podcast as well. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day. Be good, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.